What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The volume. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. I still feel like the Nuggets are the team to beat this year, but some of these young squads might make some noise.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code JENKINS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code JENKINS only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Saturday, April 20th, and it is Silly Billy Saturday. We are not talking any sports whatsoever. If you do not care that much about the NBA playoffs, this is the episode for you. You're in the right place. And we've got a great list of shit to talk about. Brains and cicadas and
fucking... Hell yeah.
It's going to be great. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. Have a good...
LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, bubbas?
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike.
Motherfucking Mike.
And we are... Produced as always by the lovely and talented Jackson Safwan.
What's up? Happy 420, everyone.
Mm. Oh,
is it that? Is it?
Oh, the episode is dropping on 420. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Any plans?
You got some plans, Jackson?
We're recording this on Saturday, obviously. I'm going to be at my cousin's wedding where I don't think there will be any of that, but you know, just to anyone who celebrates.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's a holiday.
Hell yeah.
I thought
Tyler, you smoking? Are you tapping in, Tyler?
It's gonna be a Saturday. I smoke on Saturdays anyway. Like I told you, I'm like a weekend smoker, or there's something I want to watch on TV, or I'm gonna eat something good. Smoke. I smoke only like 2-3 times a week, but you know, Saturdays are for sure a day that I'll put one in there.
If it was a Tuesday, it's a wrap. It's none of that for you.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I'm not gonna smoke just because it's a Tuesday. But if there's some other shit, like I said, if we go to like a new steakhouse or something that I've been wanting to try some shit, then it's an occasion to spark. You feel me?
What it does to food, like, has that been studied? I haven't looked into it. I want to look into that, bro. Because what it does to food, like, bro, my nigga, dude. It's truly special.
Is there research on that?
Yeah, I think it activates the same part of your brain that finds pleasure in eating food, right? Like, that's why it makes you happy and laid back. it releases those same chemicals that come from eating food. So when you eat food, it's just like that shit is amplified. You know?
I got it. Like, I got it. From men's health, it is actually because it leads to a heightened sense of smell, which is closely related to taste. And sugary and fatty flavor profiles are enhanced because of the effect on your tongue or something.
Yeah, what's weird is I don't feel like I smell better.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like I don't notice that. I just feel like I taste better. Like I'm not sitting there without eating food thinking this smells way better than normal. But I will bite a fucking grape and fucking close my eyes and be overwhelmed by what Earth has given us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So that's
and the thing is, it doesn't just make food taste better. It stimulates your appetite too. You smoke and you get hungry. Like that's something I keep having to explain to Summer. She's like, you want to lose weight? Just cut down on like drinking the beer and just smoke. I'm like, smoking is zero calories, yes, but I'm gonna get high and consume 4,000 calories. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like it's no way around that.
And the rest of the food is optional. Like dinner when you're not high is optional. But all right. Well, actually, it's fitting that we're opening up talking about food because we were just having a discussion about bananas and the appropriate way to eat one before we started recording. So, John, explain this. So I was eating a banana and I was eating it like if you're holding a banana and you point the tip towards the sky and you peel it down. And then the peel is over your hand, almost like a sword, like the covering
the banana,
like a Fleur de Lis, like a Fleur de Lis, like the New Orleans Saints logo and shit.
Is that Tyler and Jackson? Is that how you also eat a banana?
I don't really fuck with bananas, bro.
Like, oh, I forgot
not,
that.
Yeah, I'm not I really a banana.
What was the reasoning?
I just don't like the taste. I feel like a banana isn't a fruity fruit. It's like sugary creamy where other fruits are tarty fruity, you know what I'm saying? Are y'all following me on that?
I definitely follow a brighter flavor profile.
Right.
That is how I eat a banana. Quick pause. I feel like last time we talked about this, I asked the same question. Do you, when you say the tip or the top of the banana, is that the part where the stem like connects to the other bananas?
Yeah, right.
Because some people eat it upside down, flip it.
No.
Eat it.
How do you peel it that way, though?
I swear, I don't do this. No. I don't do this. It seems very hard to peel, but I know people who do this and swear by it because
they hold it like a popsicle stick.
Sort of. Just to hold the banana, but from the other end. But apparently, this peeling it that direction eliminates those like stringy parts on the banana. So that's why people do it.
Maybe I'm just a nasty motherfucker, but I like the stringy parts.
Bro, for real? You like to eat those stringy parts?
Yeah.
That's like part of the peel?
Stringy parts, yeah.
Crazy. No, I mean,
how do they peel it, Jackson? I don't know.
I feel like it's just like
or something.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never done it.
The banana up to peel the ass end of it.
Probably. I feel like you're taking an L on the first bite in order to save yourselves from the strings.
I used to feel like, do you ever notice at the end of bananas that like that little, I don't know if they exist anymore, that little black hard part of it. So what I do is instead of eating it in the way that y'all eat it, I just break it off. Like the, right at that, it black right close to the part where the black part starts and then eat it that way.
I pull the banana out because I want to.
Also, I heard something about spiders a long time ago. Spiders and bananas, they kind of tweaked me out. So I like take the banana out. Look it up. I think there's something about like spiders and bananas. You know what I mean?
It's the Silly Billy episode, spiders.
Yeah, I think there was like something to spiders and bananas.
At a picture of a banana spider. I'd rather not see that.
Oh, no, that's not. Yeah, that's not. I've seen one of them too. But there's something about, maybe it was a meme, but it could have been a lie. But it tweaked me out, so I just started peeling it that way.
Do spiders live in bananas? For decades now, there have been urban legends going around that spiders were laying eggs in banana flowers, making for an unpleasant surprise when you peeled open a banana. This isn't true and is not possible.
Well, they got me. Just like the fucking Earth being 4 feet from the moon that time. Once again, brother.
I feel like we grew up in urban legends, though. Like, I still, like, if you still to this day, if you ask me, if you put a gun to my head and said, do yellow Skittles make your nuts smaller? I would not have an answer for you. I would not have an answer for you.
I told you, bro, they got it right with it, with the Skittles have pork in it, bro. That was the one they nailed. That is an indisputable fact. Did y'all hear the whole Doritos had bat poop in it? Did that get to y'all circles?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, yeah, but there was an ingredient on there like guanoside. Guano is like bat poop.
Yes.
But Doritos have like guanoside or some shit like that. That's kind of like the chemical composition of bat poop, but not exactly bat poop.
This so is it's so man-made funny. Bat poop, but man-made not bat poop?
Man-made chemically replicated bat poop, but not poop,
yeah.
Right? Like the, I don't know.
What is the benefit of that? Anyway, but. Mine was more like Mountain Dew and shit like that, where I don't want to eat Mountain Dew because I know it's gone. You know what I'm saying? Did it make you sterile, or does it make your penis smaller or some shit?
Yellow 40 dye or something?
Yellow, bro.
Okay, according to mybatguy.com, a bat removal and prevention website, the confusion is due in part to terminology. There are common ingredients in many food products called guanine, which sounds and looks a lot like guano, which is a term used for bat feces. Guano and guanine are often the root of much of the confusion because of this similarities. They are not related.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Got Maya another one.
Maya wants me to. Yeah, we're gonna go through all the urban legends. Maya wants me to bring her stuffed rhino on the podcast.
Love that. What's up, Maya?
Say hi, baby.
Tell her we said hi.
She's wearing a cupcake beanie. That's her signature.
Love that. That shit hard, though. That shit hard. Yeah, that shit tough. I would rock
this
that.
This isn't a good enough pitch to subscribe to the YouTube channel. There's no better pitch.
That shit go crazy.
What were y'all asking about? Jackson, you were talking about how to eat something else when we hopped on.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it because I was eating I had a sandwich for lunch, sub-style sandwich that is like, you know, it's like two, like a long, it's a long sandwich that's connected on one end and open on the other. Which got me thinking, oh shit, what's up, Mike?
Cat's name again, Mike? The cat's name is Brisket.
What's up, Brisket?
That's why Brisket looks nervous, because he saw Tyler.
Got a good bark on that Brisket right there, I tell you.
But I was just thinking about like sub-style sandwiches and tacos and how like the way do right-handed people eat them differently than left-handed people and like how you eat. And I was asking, and I was saying, I like when I pick up a taco, I pick it up with my right hand, turn my head and sort of eat it sideways.
You're left-handed,
which I feel like
though,
is
right?
Relatively common. No, I'm right-handed.
Okay, you and me, so me are, and you,
Mike
I'm
are,
the,
yeah, yeah. the only two left-handers. Okay.
Tyler's left-handed Tyler's, spiritually, though.
Yeah.
Right brain like a
but Tyler doesn't eat tacos that way. I don't
eat them straight on, dog. Like, I don't do the head tilt. I'm here to get down to business.
Okay. Yeah,
how does that work?
show me your form. Yeah, because that was interesting form.
I just hold the motherfucker like this and just...
Like this? That feels
like you hold it from the bottom or from the top?
From the bottom is crazy.
You can't eat it.
You don't hold it from the top. You don't hold it from the top?
Well, if it's a hard taco, if it's like a hard taco with ground beef or some shit, maybe. But
even a soft taco, you don't.
Soft tacos, I wrap the motherfuckers up and I like pinch it to where it's like closed and I just eat them up.
Like a burrito.
Like turn it into a taquito.
Yeah. I do the same thing just to try and keep the juices. You know what I mean? I don't want the juices going everywhere.
But the thing that I was thinking about with the sandwich is
I got a sandwich I was eating. Side, bro. I don't want the juice to fall either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But on a sandwich, a sub sandwich, if it's cut in half, so there's two halves of a sandwich, both like the if I'm looking at it and the opening is facing me, the right of those two sides, you can sort of eat it like a taco.
Mm-hmm.
But the left of those two sides, if I was going to use my right hand, I'd have to start at
the ass end, the wrong end.
The ass end.
Yeah.
And so in that situation,
I always start in the middle.
How are you eating it? You'd start in the middle and go left?
And I make direct eye contact. No, I eat it like Tyler used to taco. I make direct eye contact with the front of the sandwich straight.
This nigga eats it like a cartoon, bro.
like Shaq.
Right? He's stuffing that motherfucker like this. Bro,
if I have a foot-long sandwich, I will hold the whole thing in front of me and eat it that way.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll use two hands, but I don't eat it like flat like that. You know, like I'll hold the back part and the top part.
Mm-hmm.
This is not great video. There's some really photoshoppable video clips, I think, of all four of us at this point. Maybe we should move on to another topic. John's talking about really cranking that sandwich.
I'm a real eater, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
YouTube.com/@Jacob.
No, no, brother. Not this one. Not this one, family. All right. We have briefly talked about the oncoming cicada apocalypse that's coming in this spring and summer. And I've done a little bit of research. Oh, baby girl, you can't be in here anymore because I'm about to talk about gross stuff. Okay. Hi, Lambie. Okay. This is what happens because we're recording right after the kids got home. So they're all full of energy.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future. Especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Okay, we're talking about cicadas, and so there is about to be a rare once-in-several-centuries invasion because, like, all of the different cicada species are coming out at the same time this year, right? But here's some things about cicadas. Everyone was talking about the STD fungus, the zombie fungus and all that. We talked about that on the pod a little bit. Mm-hmm. Are y'all aware of cicada pee?
No. No.
Cicadas are the strongest urinators in the animal kingdom. They pee.
What? They pressure pee. Or smell? Like, what is now, what's
go
strong?
On, Mike. Go
or
on, acidity. Mike. Yeah, how are we defining it?
Yeah, yeah. What?
Cicadas pee 2 to 3 times stronger and faster than elephants or humans.
So we're talking about like PSI here? Is that what
yeah,
we're
yes, like the amount of okay. pee
the
in
flow
his water
rate,
pressure. Yeah.
The flow rate tops out at 10 feet per second. They have a muscle.
What?
They have a muscle, quote, from the article. They have a muscle that pushes the waste through a tiny hole like a jet.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is, as they all come out at once, then that's you have these billions of these things peeing at the same time. And he said this researcher found this out in the Amazon because he happened on a tree the locals call a, quote, weeping tree. because liquid was constantly flowing down like the plant was crying. It was a thick covering of cicada pee.
Ain't no way.
So you're saying that with trillions potentially of cicadas in the United States this summer, that large parts of the country are going to be under like a high pressure shower of cicada pee.
Tarp up, baby.
Bro, Tyler, you live in this area where there's a ton of them motherfuckers, right?
Yeah.
Am I tripping? Yeah. Like, dog.
And those motherfuckers are out every year. Ain't no 7 year shit. You hear that every fucking summer. I hear
love that shit. I don't know why y'all. That shit sounds beautiful to me. But that's like, nigga. Like, who did the science behind this? Like, nigga, you know what I mean? That's crazy. Finding out the PSI of cicada pee. That's insane.
10 feet per second is hard for my brain to comprehend for an animal of that size.
Yeah. Those motherfuckers are those motherfuckers are menaces. They are here this summer to fuck and pee on everything. Like, bro, like those motherfuckers are unruly, dog.
Tyler, you said you've never seen one?
I've never seen a live one. I see the fucking shells every fucking way. And I hear them all the time, but
you haven't seen like the shit that looks like a big ass fucking
I mean, I've seen pictures of them. Yeah, I've seen pictures of them. I've just never seen one in person.
The first time I saw one was
the shells all the fucking time.
The first time I saw one was at Mother Price's preschool, nigga, at 4 years old. And everybody ran, nigga. That shit is like an alien, you know, steroided up fly, nigga. That shit's crazy. And they're fast as shit.
Have y'all ever seen a potato bug?
Nah. I'm gonna look that shit up, bro. Yeah,
We saw one of these potato bugs in our backyard a couple years ago, and
I'm thinking of something else. This thing is.
Char and I were in a horror movie.
That is huge. It's huge.
It's huge, and this is not in the boonies. This was at a house in Long Beach.
Don't they call them just like Mormon crickets or some shit too? Or?
They have different names. So yeah, I heard in the South they're called Mormon crickets or something crickets. Yeah. But for like what we had heard here, people, because I put a picture up on Facebook. You know, we were 24 or something, and that was like the height of communication. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I almost didn't even feel right killing it because it was so juicy, bro.
Like that, that motherfucker got a spirit. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like it's so big. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nigga.
It was like this big, bro.
Bro, it's as big as a palm. That's insane, yeah. G. Like you could put that on a scale and it would register in some way, it seems like, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Now that you say juicy, it does look exactly Jerusalem like something that Timon and Pumbaa would eat in The Lion King.
Yeah. Oh.
They're like tossing these like juicy crickets into their mouths. That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. Jerusalem crickets, potato bugs, the nastiest looking shit in the world. The person who did the research on the cicadas, to give credit where it's due, is, I'm losing
it. Who did the science? Do the science.
Who got cicada pee rained on them? For scientific purposes.
I think it was the people in that, whatever, that village or wherever he was at, right?
No, it's a Georgia Tech biophysics professor named Saad Bamla. And he said that apparently they spend basically their whole life drinking. And they have, the way their body is constructed, they have a muscle that goes all the way up to the top of their head that allows them to pull in liquid. And so that's why they're like, because they're drinking like the inner liquid from a tree. Not just like moisture on the surface. So then they pull it in, and then that's why it gets shot out with such force. Nasty.
Well, damn.
Sounds very extraterrestrial to me, brother.
Nothing is more disgusting than life on Earth. Like, truly.
Don't make no sense.
All right. Here's a weird human fact. And I've got this from Michio Kaku's The Future of the Mind, which came out a few years ago. So I think we're now in the present of the mind from this book. I'm not sure. Are y'all familiar with split brain consciousness?
No.
Never heard of it.
So most of the like left brain, right brain shit is like kind of pseudoscience-y bullshit, right? Like personality tests, like, oh, I'm so right brain, you know, like that kind of stuff. It's not like super, super real. But there are two hemispheres in the brain, and they do two completely different things. And the different hemispheres of the brain do control the things that where people are like, I have a left brain personality, right brain personality, whatever. what they have discovered, because for a time, one way of treating people who had epilepsy was that they were separating the halves of the brain.
When was and this?
The 80s, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But what they found was that even though the two different hemispheres of the brain are different, they work, they do communicate with each other to coordinate things. And so this is the part of this that absolutely freaked me out the fucking most. Dr. Sperry wrote that each hemisphere is indeed a conscious system in its own right, perceiving, thinking, remembering, reasoning, willing, and emoting at a characteristically human level. And both the left and right hemisphere may be conscious simultaneously in different, even in conflicting, mental experiences that run along in parallel. So as they were studying people who the two halves of their brain were not connected, what they would do is they'll give you glasses to wear because your eyeballs are connected directly into that hemisphere of the brain. They would give you glasses, so they would cover up one half, and then your right eye, say, would see everyone in the room stand up, and everyone would stand up. And then they would take it, you know, they'd take it off, and then they would ask the people, why did you stand up? And the left brain, which controls speech, would answer, oh, I was going to go talk to my wife. It would invent, they would invent a reason why they had stood up without having formed the short-term memory of that they were told to stand up.
Explain this to me. Okay, what? How did that happen?
I don't really understand what Mike just said.
Them covering an
I do
eye?
Want to note that he said doo-doo earlier.
But that's What's that? I said doo-doo?
You said doo-doo.
I said doo-doo. Okay. So your brain, if the two hemispheres aren't connected, your right eye is connected to the right hemisphere, your left eye is connected to the left hemisphere. Now, short-term memories form in one part of the brain, not the other part of the brain, right?
And so if they're giving
a command to the part of the brain that does not form short-term memories, people would read it and stand up because they saw the instruction to do it. And then they would not know why they stood up. So the dominant, the other part of the brain that controls speech would literally just make up a reason. Like, oh, I had to go to the bathroom, or, oh, I was about to go check my phone. But it's like completely not like with no recollection of no. This dude just showed you a written message that said, go ahead and stand up. There's an even crazier thing where they did an experiment. It's difficult to talk to the different parts of the brains because only one half of your brain controls speech. So the way that they did this experiment was they would ask someone, okay, so the speech center are located in the left brain. They would show a question to the left brain. The person would answer it, verbally. They would show a question to the right brain and ask the person to do Scrabble tiles to answer the question. So they asked a kid who was graduating college what he wanted to do after he graduated. His left brain said he wanted to be an architect, and his right brain said he was going to be a race car driver.
Right brain needs to grow the fuck up. So how did they separate the brains in that way? How did they do that?
I mean, I imagine all four of us could, if you gave us an open skull, figure out a way to.
Is this the type of shit that like hypnotists exploit with their shit? Like it sounds like it, bro.
This is like a specific group of people who has a medical treatment because it was actually effective when they would split people's brains that they would stop having seizures if they were epileptic. So like. Because part of it was the electrical impulses going back and forth too fast between the two halves of the brain. That's what was causing it. So I don't think it has to do with hypnotists and stuff. It's just a like, I don't know. I'm endlessly fascinated by the brain, but isn't that fucking weird that you sort of have two different, like what we think of as ourselves, most of that comes from our brain, right? And your brain is actually sort of two competing things in your head at any given moment. It's just that the left brain is like, kind of in control of the right brain.
I kind of can feel my brain arguing inside though. Like
it's a real thing though. I can kind of feel like
going back and forth about a lot of thoughts. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's crazy. And I think everyone could relate to that, but I don't think most people would. I don't think you would like.
It wouldn't occur to most people the brain was separate. One brain will grow up to be a race car driver, right, fighting for that their entire life, and the other one would just be an accountant. Like, you know what I mean? I'm accepting. You know, you don't think that. You know what I mean? Yeah. You could kind of feel you can kind of feel the differences and arguments in your brain and whatever, but you don't think they're two totally different consciousness.
If someone dies, what happens? Does one hemisphere of their brain go to heaven and the other go to hell? I don't know the answer to that question. Your right brain is a motherfucker. Your left brain is a great person. Like you.
That's crazy. Anyway.
The brain is fascinating, bro.
I'm going to be, I'll have so a
this,
lot of
so this was a surgical, this was a surgical thing that was done for people that had epilepsy, right?
Yes.
And then they would do research after the surgery.
Because the people initially seemed normal. Like, so a lot of what, a lot of neuroscience came from some of the first people who, and you guys probably heard of like Phineas Gage or something, but people who would have brain damage to a specific part of their brain, and then they would have completely different personalities. For and sure. That was kind of the first time scientists were like, oh, is this a physical thing? We thought consciousness lived in your like chest or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, is the brain, but that's really, there was not really
your heart decides, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. People, that's where that language comes from. That's what people truly believed was that, you know, and we still do that. Wow. Like, oh, what does your head say versus what does your heart say or whatever? But it's like, no, it's just all stuff.
It's just one side is fighting the other, brother. And you know, I mean, it's all the brain.
And as for as like precious as we think of ourselves or humanity or whatever, as like if you get tapped in the wrong spot hard enough, you know what I mean? Like you're going to look at your wife and be like, the fuck are you? Like, you know, you be, but that's what I'm with Phineas Gage. He was like a normal dude and he turned into kind of a psycho, you know, after he got stabbed in the brain or whatever. So anyway, that's what I
I'm not familiar with that story.
Phineas Gage, Tyler, you know, Phineas Gage. Familiar. Haven't we talked about it on the pod?
I'm not hip to him either.
Oh man.
I remember that story from psychology class in high school. But
okay, here we go. Phineas Gage was an American railroad construction foreman remembered for his improbable survival of an accident in which a large iron rod was driven completely through his head, destroying much of his brain's left frontal lobe, and for that injury's reported effects on his personality and behavior over the remaining 12 years of his life, in which he had a completely different personality. And was like, went from being like a kind of a nice, sweet guy to being like abusive to his wife, to like, you know, mistreating women in particular and just being, you know, and so that was like kind of the first time people were like, well, why would that happen based on our understanding of God gave you a soul and the soul lives in the entire body? Like, well, so then why would getting a spike through your head turn you into a wife beater? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of when it started, like, well, hold on. What if you, and I'm sure there's all kinds of horrific experiments, but it's like, well, what if you stab someone through this part of their brain? Like what would they do? And that was kind of the first time people started to understand like, oh, okay, this part of the brain controls speech. This part of the brain controls imagination, like whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Have y'all ever heard that story about how they brought Mel Blanc out of his coma by asking him like, if Bugs Bunny and Tweety Bird were there and he did their voices?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell that story if Jackson does not hear that story.
Yeah. Well, Mel Blanc, the
what'd you just say?
There's a Mel Blanc on it. There's a podcast.
Mel Blanc, the creator of Looney Tunes, he got into like a car accident, was in a coma for weeks and nothing they could do. There wasn't anything they could do to like get him to be responsive when they were talking to him. And one day a doctor just came in there like, what's up, Bugs Bunny? And he replied, what's up, doc? And and he would only talk in the voice of like Looney Tune characters. That was the only way he would respond. Like they'd ask him how you're doing, Mel, and get nothing. They'd be like, you know, where's Tweety Bird at? And he'd be like, I thought I put it that. Like, it's just fascinating.
What?
Bro. Yeah.
Oh my
but there's
God,
all kinds of like, if you re-examine history, this why, like, I know we had a conversation about how wild it was that someone did a book on all the drugs that Adolf Hitler was on, right? Like, if you re-look at history through our scientific understanding of things, that's what like speaking in tongues was this like people were getting bitten by a certain snake or whatever that would like cause the language part of their brain to inflame. And so they were like speaking, you know, there's like all of these actual scientific underpinnings to this stuff that we've been thinking about as a species for a couple thousand years. It's like, I don't know. That's fascinating. But yeah, Egyptians, the reason they pulled the brain out of the nose was because they thought it was like in the way, you know what I mean? It was just like, we got to get all the useless shit out of here. Like get the brain out, get the, you know, y'all know they used to drill holes in your skull if you had a headache in ancient Egypt, right?
Blood. Yeah.
That's fire.
That's fire. Is the funniest response possible to what he just said. There is nothing funnier on the planet that could have been said in response to what he just said. That's fire.
What a vibe.
What a vibe. He heard of a drilled in the head. The man was like, that's fire.
Man, I get more headaches.
You're like wincing, and the guy looks at you with the drill. You're like, I'm fine. I'm doing fine.
I'm good.
I don't have a headache. I promise you. All right. That's all the time we got. Anyone else have anything for Silly Billy Saturday?
No, man. We had a lot of fun here today. Enjoy that. Learned a lot too, brother. For sure. What's his name? Phineas Gage? Phineas?
Phineas Gage.
Phineas.
Shout out to Phineas Gage, man. Old Finny. Old Finny fuck nigga.
That old Finny.
Old Finny fuck nigga. You know, he fucked around and...
Old Finny fucked around and found out.
All right, we'll be back Sunday night live on YouTube, youtube.com/@JenkinsandJones for a post-playoff game reaction show, and then that'll be in the Monday pod feed. So come hang out with us on YouTube, ask us questions, leave some comments. We'll see y'all then. Bye.
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 The Volume.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.